Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Joan Pride is with us. She's our senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, you guys cover some of the things that are going in the states this week. And we often don't cover individual states or regions necessarily when you guys report it. But I think this week is different because one of the things that's happening right now is I think that there's a real battle for what America is going to be in the future going on right now. Mm-hmm. With all this stuff that's being talked about to push healthcare through. Some of the things that are being regulated rather than becoming law, where they can't be passed through Congress, so the administration, whichever administration it may be, is able to handle it through executive order or through some regulation. I think there's a struggle right now, a tension between the federal government and more and more in the state governments. You guys report on that this week.
Well, I think here's the line that I think is the most important one in this section. States feel a need to do what Congress can't or won't do. I think that tells you the whole story right there.
Yeah.
That they're getting way ahead of the federal government on a lot of things. Now, the problem with that is some states are and some states aren't. So you have a patchwork in certain cases of regulations.
But, you know, Joan, one of the issues that happened in the last few years, it really, I'm not going to say it was the first example, but it was one of the most dramatic. When Kelo v. New London went the wrong way for Kelo in that Supreme Court case. That was
the
taking,
property rights thing?
Yes, the takings clause, the Fifth Amendment thing.
I never remember that. Wow.
The eminent domain.
I'm impressed with myself.
Kelo v. New London, Kelo lost, and that meant that, right. that the municipality could take that property for public good,
right.
not for public use.
Right.
The law says public use.
Yeah.
But it's now been a change to public, or they're saying public good, meaning it doesn't
does
have to.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the commercial entity can take your property rather than a railroad or a highway.
Right.
So some of the states, after Kelo happened, some of the states started saying, we're passing a law that says the federal government has no jurisdiction in the state of whatever.
Yeah.
And so a lot of states have done that. And that kind of got this thing going. And now, Joan, there are a number of states who are talking about resisting whatever health care bill is going to go through.
Yes.
And good for them. I mean, we need to become our founders, Joan, wanted the federal government to have certain powers, but they didn't want it to have omnipotent powers. And I think we need more states' rights, Joan. I think we're getting to the point where states are going to have to take back the power. And that's the struggle. That's the almost revolution, Joan, that I see coming. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a tough call because, again, if you have certain states doing one thing and other states not doing it, you've got a disparity there and a double standard.
But, Joan, we've done that for years in other areas.
Right. Well, that's not good either.
Well, I don't know, Joan. I think I like that. I think I like it. And no, I mean, it's Joan, if nothing else, Joan, isn't it great? I mean, isn't this an example of the beauty of the founders, the genius of the founders? And one of the great things I think about this country is we still have that other check and balance there. See what I'm getting at? I mean, the states still have rights. And
well,
I think
you had different groups of founders. Some of the founders wanted a stronger central government.
Right, but they lost.
Kinda.
They lost. I still don't think they're gonna like what they'd see now. But anyway, I'm happy about. I'm glad the states
are stepping
up to the plate there. And that's even whether you disagree or not, you gotta like the fact that there's nothing bad about having checks and balances in a democracy, Joan. And I think that's what these states are doing. Let's move down and talk about. Speaking of things that are being imposed on us. What about this ergonomics thing, Joan?
Well, a new ergonomics requirement that's going to mandate that firms report even really small work-related musculoskeletal disorders.
See, there's that word, Joan, mandate.
I thought you meant
mandate.
Musculoskeletal.
No, mandate. I love that word. Give me more mandates from the government.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's going to happen?
Well, business groups are concerned about this and wondering how, you know, if someone reports an injury, how do you know that that was from the job
right,
or not from
right.
the job?
You can thank the unions for these ergonomic things, folks. If you don't like this, this is all driven by the unions. This is my opinion on that. Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Good job for this great report today.
Thank you,
and
Jim.
We look forward to seeing you next time.
Sure, we'll be back.
See you then. Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor with the Kipling Editors. That's Kiplinger.com, by the way. Don't forget. And my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to keep in your prayers and your thoughts the men and women standing a post for you and me in harm's way around the world, especially Iraq and especially Afghanistan. God bless them. God be with them. We are proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.